And so when you've been there, you've come back and said, oh my gosh, I'm ashamed of how I behaved, or I was surprised by what I behaved, and I didn't know that I would behave that way. Well, yes, that's what happens when you are not aware and how to manage. That's why it's called emotional intelligence. Do you know how? E plus R equals O. Same equation, different side of the coin. Every single person has this second E plus R equals O. But we haven't been taught, which is why this is so important today. The E is event, E-V-E-N-T, plus respond equals opportunity. E plus R equals O, event plus respond, being able to respond, equals opportunity. So we are setting up the E so that you can have a better opportunity to understand how you can work through this effectively. The E stands for event, and every event has a trigger. So number one, every event has a trigger. Someone cuts you off, or someone lies to you, or someone doesn't complete. That's the trigger. So every event has a beginning, middle, and end. So the trigger is the beginning. The middle part of that is, what are you going to do about it? The middle part of that, the middle of every event, is now in your ballpark. So I'm going to shift over to the R response. And I'd like for you to jot down four letters. P, B, T, R. P, B, T, R. So event has the trigger. The middle is PBTR. The P stands for pause and assess. Pause and assess. So now the middle, under respond, in order to respond, you must pause and assess. Pausing and assessing is looking at your situation, being cognitive. Even though you are emotional, you're now walking through, okay, let me assess the situation. Who is this person and what are my options, et cetera, et cetera. I first learned pausing and assessing when I was a flight attendant back in the 80s, and during the simulation, we would do the simulation of danger or preparing to crash. As a flight attendant, you must pause and assess. You must walk down the aisle and say to the passengers to tuck everything underneath, the trays, put your seatbelt on, et cetera, et cetera. That's what we had to do, pause and assess the situation. We could not go, oh my God, we're going down. That's not what we want to demonstrate. Now, we learned that, and I'm sure you remember the flight led by Captain Sully. When he had the birds fly in the engine in New York, he looked to his right and he looked to his left. To his right was New Jersey, to his left was Manhattan. In the middle was the Hudson River. And at that particular time, he had to mobilize his team, tell them what they were going to do, and they had to prepare the cabin. Within that time, he paused and assessed the situation. And the next step saved all of those lives, along with his crew, having people go out and man the wings equally, pausing and assessing,